Where are we? 2016.
Yep.
Not even now.
He's speaking of it.
Oh, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Point down here first. You get a lot of time.
Yeah.
As you all know, we have the 2010 census coming up, first of 2010. As part of that process, Kimberly Greer and I have been working pretty much as liaisons for the city. We've attended a meeting down in Decatur. We've got some information together. One of the things, Mayor, was that it's actually done last week, the information boundary survey now. As part of this process, the mayor is asked to appoint a complete count committee, to form a doubly complete count committee. Staff recommends that you do that, to add to the efforts to ensure that we do have a complete count of everyone in the city of Dunwoody. So that's what we're recommending. This is part of chapter 2 of the code of ordinances. It says that the mayor may establish an advisory committee.
Okay, that's what I love doing.
It's a heavy responsibility.
You know what? We're going to run out of people.
You have to get more people in here.
Hey, just out of curiosity, Sharon, do you have individuals that picked out, or are you like, well, what are these people doing? Like,
what would they do?
Several sitting maybe at the table with you. Anyone that's not here
at this point. They
get drafted. You two are exempt.
What do these folks do now?
All those who left early, like Richard Neiman.
Okay.
I don't, Mr. Mayor, but I would say that there will be several people in the community. You know, each committee can have another committee.
But what is, can you explain to us? What do they do? I'm going to keep on asking the question until
we're a complete count committee. What you're trying to do in these circumstances is reach out to communities that are typically undercounted within a census process. So, for example, some communities may have a nonprofit that deals with homeless in the area.
Okay.
Help police department and us to identify where homeless camps are to get them counted. And also get in using the Latin American Association to reach out to the Hispanic community to make sure that we got a complete count. So when the survey came, comes and knocks on the door, that they understand this is something that's not an immigration survey.
Right.
We should probably be not necessarily residents, but people that are that specific outreach ability in a certain area. So pastors, nonprofit groups, and different other interest groups that may be able to assist us to make sure that we catch every single person that's residing within the city limits.
Okay, and the ideal size of this, is that stated? I didn't see that.
As many as possible, really. We want to just ensure that we do have that complete count. What they ask for is a cross-section of the community, as Warren was just referred to, not just, for instance, your businesses and your
This is really a doing committee more than a meeting committee.
Yeah,
so you kind of just
okay, we got it.
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
This is an okay.
And obviously, Council, I'm going to look back. Get me your nominations, please, with contact information. I'm sorry, not now. But
I would just leave the mayor pro tem on ahead of that committee.
I can only count to 20.
Okay, we good? Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to utilities.